Donald Trump reads aloud 2017 tweets from whistleblower's lawyer declaring a coup. By Charlie Spiring on November 6, 2019. President Donald Trump kicked off his political rally in Louisiana on Wednesday by reading off tweets declaring a coup against the president in January 2017. The president pulled a printed copy of the Fox News story out of his jacket and read it to the cheering crowd. "I don't know if you saw, I'm coming off the plane and they hand me. Look at this character, they just hand me this story," he said, referring to Mark Esside, the attorney representing the so-called whistleblower in the impeachment inquiry against the president. "Coup has started. First of many steps," Side wrote. "Rebellion, impeachment will follow ultimately." Trump called Side a sleazeball and read another post on Twitter from the lawyer predicting that CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his first term. "It's all a hoax, it's a scam, and you know who helps them. These people, the media," Trump said, pointing to the back of the hall, as the crowd booed. Zide's repeated calls for the president to get impeached demonstrate his partisan agenda, even prior to the complaint from the so-called whistleblower. Trump cited a third tweet, noting that as one falls, two more will take their place, likely referring to Trump administration employees who defied the White House and that the coup would occur in many steps. The president mocked the so-called whistleblower, noting that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff suddenly dropped any plans to have him testify. "It's a disgrace, it's so bad what they do to our country," Trump said. "They rip the guts out of our count, and it's a shame. And they shouldn't be allowed to do it, and people should stop, because we have a country to run."